Hey. Hey, sweetheart. What's wrong? What? You were... What? Honey, you're not making any sense. What werewolf? What... You were dreaming, baby. That's all. It was just a dream. It was. I promise. Hey, look at me. I promise. Now come here. Come on. That's it. Just relax. It was only a nightmare. And it's over now. It's all over. Would you like me to hum for you? And calm you back down? It's your favorite. Oh, good. It would be my pleasure. Good morning, plaything. Restful sleep. No? Yes? Speak up, human. I can't understand you. I'm only joking, of course. You're not allowed to talk. Just yet. And that's what the rags are for. How do they taste? Soaked in all that blood? Not quite as intriguing to your palate as it is to mine, I'm sure, but you aren't to be blamed for that. You didn't choose inferiority. It's been bred into you. It's pathetic. You can't even tell the suffering, how it sweetens the blood, wasted on your stupid tongue. But as a lesson, I suppose it's useful, especially for a slow learner such as yourself. For you to taste the essence of the lives you've stolen. The innocent souls whose deaths are on your hands. For you to remember what happens when you step out of line. Again and again, I can remind you. Every time I need to shut you up. And I can't have you screaming now and ruining the entire night. That just won't do. Instead of making noise and struggling in vain against the weight of the chains that have you bound to near immobility, instead of that, I want you to close your eyes, ground your mind, and really listen to what I am about to say. As if it were a matter of life or death. Halfway. You didn't even make it halfway. You're pathetic. You must know that by now, surely. You may be denser than the forest itself, but even you can see it. How hopeless your situation. All that planning and plotting and waiting and scheming. Finally, your grand moment for escape had arrived. And this is what you get for it. It's what you wanted, though, isn't it, plaything? To be back home with your friends and family. Oh, the stories you would tell of your daring escape from the clutches of the hideous werewolf girl who had held you against your will. You'd be quite the celebrated victim, I'm sure. It may not be quite as you predicted, though. But you got what you wanted. You're here, aren't you? Home, sweet home. Is it how you remember the bedroom? Or did they change it in your absence? Well, if you won't tell me, I suppose I could always ask your family myself. Let me answer the question I know you're trying to ask. They're alive. Each and every one of them. As we speak, they're tucked away in their beds, sleeping soundly, blissfully unaware of the dangers that surround them. For now. I have to admit, you're more stubborn than I initially gave you credit for, boy. Even after all this time, all these scars inside and out, you still try and run. Even though you know it's pointless. Even though you know what will happen if you do. And you did know. So it seems that you must value your freedom more than the lives of those you claim to love. More than your family. Your own flesh and blood. Typical selfish human. How disappointing. And you think I'm the animal here. But don't worry. I'm in a generous mood. I'll give you the chance to save them. Would you like that? I know you would. Maybe you do care after all. I guess we'll find out. Won't we? Wasn't this a familiar sight? The predator atop her prey? So small and afraid. The way nature intended. I can feel your heart racing. So many beautiful patterns. Do you remember how it was before? The smooth, unblemished hide of a weakling. Pathetic, soft-bodied excuse of a thing. Soft, still. But then, humans always are. See? Barely any resistance at all. Calm yourself. We have hours left to play, and you'll tire yourself out at this rate. Tell you what. You lay there, and you listen very carefully to what I'm about to say, and I'll remove your gag. Deal. It's about your family. Tell me you hadn't forgotten about them already. Or were you hoping that I had? Oh, but they're the whole reason we're here, after all. We need to pay them a visit. Although, whether or not we do, that's entirely up to you. You see, little plaything, I was thinking. While I was tying you to the bed here, your childhood bed, in your childhood home. I was thinking, I could disembowel your family any time I wanted. I always could have. And as horrible as that would be for you to witness, it's not quite enough, I think. But then I thought, what would be better than to give you, my darling human, the chance to save them? The people you claim to love the most in the entire world. Kind of me, I know. Before we continue, though, let me remove these for you. There. Perfect. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. How you can be the hero you've always wanted and save the day. It's quite simple, plaything. You see, I won't leave this room won't touch a hair on their heads. I promise. But if something were to attract their attention, say, a scream in the night, and if they awoke to come and investigate those screams, well, then you've chosen their fate for them, haven't you? It's easy, see? All you have to do is lay there, be quiet, and take it. All night long. Don't look so glum, human. You just have to last until the sun begins to crest the horizon. Daybreak. But will you? I guess we'll find out. Good luck.